You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And this evening we have the Mystic River Chorale with us, representatives thereof. We have two returning guests, Dr. Michael Sulo, who is the president of the chorale. Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Nice to have you back again. And we also have the artistic director, Frank Martinetti. Welcome back, Frank.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be here.
Nice to have you both with us again. And it was several months back that we talked about the Mystic River Chorale for the first time on Conducting Conversations. And now you're back again, and so I guess you qualify as veterans.
Thank you very much.
You're
all old hands now on the way this works. And our audience would, I'm sure, love to catch up on what's been happening with the chorale. And why don't we start with you, Frank, and tell us a little bit about what's happened in a few months since we've seen you.
Well, we're working on a really exciting project, which we're going to present in Groton on April 23rd. We are collaborating with two other choral groups, the Cambrillo Choral Society, which is directed by Stephen Bruce, and the University of Bridgeport Chamber Singers, which I conduct. And we're together with a 25-piece orchestra to do a wonderful piece of music. It is the Bernstein Mass. It is a new version of the work, scaled down, and I'll talk more about it later in the program. We're also doing a Bach motet. We're doing various music for double choir. And it's a very exciting program with some 80 singers and 25-piece orchestra, and we hope a wonderfully vibrant, large audience.
Well, that would be a great thing to have, and a wonderful audience is always a good thing to have. Doctor, you sing with the chorus, correct?
Yes, I do.
So you're not just the president and supreme being, also a singer.
Not just the president, not just a pretty face.
Not just another pretty face.
That's right.
And how long have you been with the chorale?
Five years.
5 years, all right. And the chorale consists of, for the people that might have missed the first show we did, I noticed that Frank said about 80 singers. Doctor, what kind of age group are we talking about here? Middle-aged people, older people, all ages? What?
Well, yes, all ages. However, we're not 80 people. We're 80 people for this particular concert.
Aha.
Because we're a joint with Cambrillo and Frank's group.
I see, the University of Bridgeport.
Yes, the Chamber Singers.
The Chamber Singers. Okay, so the chorale is normally about how many people, roughly?
About 35 to 45.
35 to 45 fluctuates depending on whether someone's in Florida or not, right?
I'm sure. Yes, exactly.
We're always looking for new people also.
You know, right now we have a member who I think is a college sophomore. We have members who are in their late 70s.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And, full gamut.
Obviously no one as old as I am, but it's good that you have lots of other people in the middle there that keep it going. Now, University of Bridgeport, to Mystic. Now, you cover a lot of Connecticut.
I do. I drive on 95. It's what I do.
That's what you do.
It's frightening. I live currently in New Haven, and I direct Mystic River Chorale, and I have been a high school teacher in New Haven Public Schools for the last several years, and I'm on faculty at the university, where I direct the choral groups and teach a couple other courses each semester.
Excellent. And so we're glad that 95 is not a toll road at this point.
Very, very glad.
And if that's not enough, he's moving into Manhattan in a couple of months.
Really? Yes. He's going to be a Manhattan person.
I will, and I'll be coming up to Connecticut every Monday and Thursday to teach and work with the chorale and teach at UB.
Okay. Can you tell our inquiring audience why you're moving to Manhattan? Just a desire, or is this for work? Or?
Well, I'm leaving public education after almost a decade, and I'm starting my PhD in music education at NYU.
Wow. Well,
so I'll be teaching down there as well, and... Uh-huh. Dividing my time with even more driving. We brought with us tonight the live recording from our last concert, which was in January at Harkness Chapel in Connecticut College in New London. And we're going to begin with our opening number, which is a madrigal by the British composer John Bennett called All Creatures Now.
All Creatures Now.
Music by a beautiful chorale. And Doctor, tell us about the event that's coming up next Friday night, right? Time is drawing near.
Next Friday, April 23rd, it'll be at 7:30 at the St. Mary Mother of the Redeemer Church on the top of Fort Hill in Groton. The tickets are $20 and $18. The $18 is for seniors. And we also have a special price for young students and also for high school music students who sing in the choir, mm-hmm. play in the orchestra, and so on.
Right, and that's a special price of what?
Frank?
$5.
$5. What a deal. All right, let's, that bears repeating. So if you're a high school music student, or if you are a very young person and you can convince someone to take you to the concert, you can get in for $5. Other students are 18, seniors are 18, and everyone else $20.
Correct.
Sounds like a great deal.
We can also arrange special rates for groups of 10 or more.
10 or more special rates.
By calling or emailing.
And, Doctor, will you take them out to dinner if they're a group of 10 or more?
Frank will.
Okay. We'll figure something out. So that's great. That's going to be this Friday night, and it sounds like a wonderful event. And let's go back, Frank, to you and talk again about the CD that the chorus has produced here that you brought a copy of and this next selection that you have for us.
The next thing we're going to hear is a piece by a Canadian composer named Eleanor Daly, and the piece is Set Me as a Seal Upon Your Heart. This piece is special to me because we used it during my wedding liturgy this past September.
Aha. So that's right, the newlywed. I forgot when you were here last time. You were relatively, now it's kind of old hat. You've been married for like 8 months now, right?
7 months today, yes.
Seven months. All right. Well, congratulations. And we'll listen to this and then come back with more of the Mystic River Chorale.
Thank you.
Frank, beautiful music, but I noticed, unusual to me to hear music on this station that is a cappella. And that's a great thing, as you're aware. I'm a big a cappella fan. So tell us what it's like to work in that world.
It's wonderful. The wonderful thing about choral music is you have things that are accompanied by, you know, full orchestra, organ, piano, various other instruments, or a cappella. There's just tons of repertoire. And I love having my choir sing a cappella because it really hones their skills in a way, as you know, Mike, from your own singing, that they have to listen so much more closely and blend so much better, and it just builds skills in a wonderful, wonderful way.
Right. It's also very enjoyable, and you are under the gun all the time. There's no opportunity to sit back and rest for, you know, 16 measures and let something else happen.
No, there's no place to hide.
That's right. No place to hide. Doctor?
Yeah, I have to say this, too, about Frank, since he's taken over, and especially this year, he's made it a learning opportunity for all that are in the choir, and he's given several classes at the beginning of our, not at the beginning of our time, but the beginning of our rehearsal time, where he'd take 45 minutes, an hour, even longer, and break the group into pieces and teach us skills, singing skills.
Everything from breath support to vowel sounds and intonation and things like that.
Oh,
right?
And language, German, and so on.
Excellent.
He and our accompanist,
Michelle Beaton, is our wonderful vocal coach and accompanist. She's on faculty at Boston Conservatory and here at URI. And she is a wonderful diction coach par excellence. And so she's been helpful, done some workshops on diction. We've had a guest speaker do some workshops on vocal tone for sopranos and altos. I feel as a director, if you help people grow their skills wherever they are in the continuum of experience and expertise, that your group gets better and people tend to want to be part of it, and it just makes everyone happier and more productive.
Absolutely.
And that's, this is, right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
And this has kind of created a buzz in the community where Frank's group is not only singing, but learning at the same time. And so we have other people interested in joining us.
Right. And it's it makes a huge difference if you think you're getting somewhere as a singer and you're learning as you go along. It's something to look forward to each week rather than just, oh, another rehearsal.
Absolutely.
Right. All right, Frank, tell us about this last piece before we take this first break.
Certainly. This last piece features the Mystic River Chorale Chamber Singers, which is an audition group drawn from within the membership of the chorale. And they practice for an additional 45 minutes to an hour before the main rehearsal each week. And this piece is by the French composer Durufle. It is a setting of the Gregorian chant Ubi Caritas, and it means basically where there is charity and love, God is there.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations with the Mystic River Chorale.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are sitting with representatives of the Mystic River Chorale. And Frank, it's great music that we listened to in that first segment. And you have some Bernstein music that's coming up on the concert Friday night. Tell us about that.
We do. As I said before, this concert is really special. To our knowledge, this is the New England premiere of this version of the work. The work is Leonard Bernstein's Mass. Jackie Kennedy commissioned Bernstein to write this piece for the opening of the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. And I suppose she expected a setting of the Catholic Mass text, you know, in Latin for chorus and orchestra. And what they got instead was this really tripped out piece for chorus, actors, dancers, soloists, orchestra, rock band, children's choir, I mean, everything but the kitchen sink. The vocal score for the full piece is extremely large and very thick, and the work takes about close to 3 hours to perform, and it requires all these huge performing forces, so the work doesn't get done very often. Mm-hmm. And Doreen Rao, who is a professor at University of Toronto and does a lot of guest conducting in clinics, decided that this piece was worth doing more often, and that its community, church, and school choir should have a chance to do it, and she created a choral concert version of the piece, which is about 35, 40 minutes long, and it's for a reduced orchestra and simply chorus and two soloists. That's the version we're presenting in its regional premiere this coming Friday night.
Excellent. Doctor, I noticed while we're here in the studio that I know you and I are of Italian heritage, and Frank must be also.
Right? Yes,
Frank, because
correct.
Because all the time when Frank was talking about something large, his arms were flailing away, and you know, this is radio, Frank. So you know, they can't
no
see
one
you.
Can see.
Can't help it. New York Italian. What are you going
to
do?
All right. Let's listen to these two pieces back to back, and then we'll be back with more.
Oh,
Frank, those last two pieces were kind of short, so we played them back-to-back, and the same is true of these next two pieces that we're going to play back-to-back. Tell us about these two coming up.
Sure, and what you just heard is a sense of the juxtapositions that exist in this piece. You heard a very standard chorale, Almighty Father, this very sacred-sounding thing. Before that, this vocal jazz, scat syllable thing, and this is indicative of the kind of music that is in this piece. The next two songs you're about to hear are Gloria in Excelsis, so a standard setting of the Glory to God text found in the Catholic liturgy. Mm-hmm. And then it segues into something which is actually a quatrain written by Paul Simon for Leonard Bernstein in a Christmas card.
Really?
Yeah, and the lyrics are as follows. Half of the people are stoned and the other half are waiting for the next election.
All right.
So the liturgy meets the counterculture.
We'll just go with it. And they are very short. One's just a little over a minute. One's just under a minute. So we'll put those back to back and come back in a moment.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men of goodwill.
You mentioned that the chorale consists of 35 to 45 people, roughly, and they have various events during the year. If someone listening would like to become involved with the chorale, how do they go about doing that?
They can get involved in a number of ways. The best way would be to simply go to our website and see the opportunities for involvement. We welcome singers at all times, or early in the semester. We have auditions scheduled for next fall, the first two Monday evenings after Labor Day, by appointment, and you can email or call off of our website to get that in, make that appointment. And we also welcome people volunteering to help run the concerts administratively, and of course to donate money and in-kind services to help us get the word out about what we do.
Right. Now, you mentioned the audition procedure that's the first two Mondays after Labor Day, by appointment. What should people be thinking is going to happen to them? Do they have to read music, first of all? And to what degree, if they do?
Not necessarily. We have people who read fluently. We have people who are just learning how to read. What's most important, what I look for, is the ear. How quickly do they follow? How quickly do they imitate? And how well do they retain what they've learned?
Hmm.
And the reading is definitely a help to us, but it is a secondary concern, because I can teach that relatively easily. One of the things I like about our group is we are truly a broad cross-section of experience levels and prior skill level, and we take everyone where they are and help them get better.
Right. So if someone's just doesn't have particularly a long background of singing, they can come to you as long as they have a voice and the inclination to learn, then they're in.
Definitely. We have someone who's in college right now who is singing in a choral group for the first time ever in his life. New to us this semester. He's getting along great. He's learning the music. I've stood next to him in rehearsal, and he's solid. He's learned a lot.
That's great. And so there's an opportunity for all those people that are in the southeastern Connecticut, south or westerly area, or anywhere down in that part of Rhode Island and Connecticut, to find out about the Mystic River Chorale. It's a wonderful thing to be doing, and you look forward to it all week, as the doctor had said, looking forward to rehearsals and learning. Frank, let's close out this segment with the last piece of the Bernstein. What do you have for us?
Certainly. What we've heard tonight is a very good example of the juxtaposition of styles and moods that is characteristic of this piece. The last track we're going to hear is the Agnus Dei from this piece, and it's very typical Bernstein writing in that you have this great rhythmic energy and vitality and mixed meter and just really percussive sounding piece with moments of real lyricism.
All right, we'll take a listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more.
Agnus Dei, Agnus Dei, Vitalis peccata urdi. Miserere, miserere nobis. Miserere, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, Agnus Dei, Vitalis peccata urdi.
Corpus meum.
Dona nobis pacem.
Hic est in calix sanguinis mei.
Dona nobis pacem.
Hostiam puram.
Dona nobis pacem.
Hostiam sanctam.
Dona nobis pacem.
Hostiam immaculatam.
Dona nobis pacem.
Pacem, pacem, pacem.
Domine.
Pacem,
corpus,
pacem,
calis,
we're just saying. Give us peace now, if peace to hold on to. And God, give us some reason to want to. Dona nobis, dona nobis. You worked 6 days and rested on Sunday.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are having a very pleasant evening listening to music provided to us by the Mystic River Chorale. And we are talking with two representatives of the chorus, the executive artistic director, Frank Martignetti, and the president, Dr. Michael Sulo. And Doctor, tell us once again, for those that might have missed it in the first segment, the time and place Friday night's concert. Time?
The time is 7:30, and it's on April 23rd. It's going to be at St. Mary Mother of the Redeemer Church on the top of Fort Hill in Groton. Now, if you want tickets, we have a phone number, 860-460-1487. 860-460-1487. And we also have a website for tickets, and it's tickets... This is interesting. Tickets at mysticriverchorale.org.
That's the email address, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, that's the email
address.
Yes.
Right.
And there's a link to it on our website.
And the website is?
mysticriverchorale.org.
mysticriverchorale.org. So M-Y-S-T-I-C, R-I-V-E-R, Chorale, C-H-O-R-A-L-E, and .org. All right, Frank, now that we have the where and the when, which is coming up in just a few days, we're going to shift gears a little bit. Tell us about the music now.
Sure. The piece we're going to look at now is the piece that opens our program. It is one of the six motets written by Johann Sebastian Bach for double choir. We believe these pieces were intended to be a cappella. We're doing it with orchestra. It's also been performed with organ alone. And it is a double choir piece called Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied, which sing to the Lord a new song.
I knew that. Sure, I was going to say that, but you jumped right in there and said it ahead of me.
Very good.
I knew that too.
And, yeah, we all did.
And it's a wonderful piece. It consists of many, many shouted proclamations of Singet, sing, sing, and the two choirs cheer one another on as it goes through. And
is this kind of like a Cab Calloway thing?
Not quite, but you know, it's similar. One of my UB students is a jazz saxophone major and a bass guitar player, mm-hmm. and he really got into choral singing a year ago, and working on this Bach, he's tripping.
There you go.
These are great grooves.
All right. So the great grooves of Bach, we'll listen to this and then be back with more in a moment.
Sing.
to thank you for coming in this evening and bringing Frank along with you. It's always a great time with the two of you. We have almost as much fun off air as we do on air, but the audience at home will have to come in and sit at the studio sometime to watch that.
Thank you, Mike.
But it's great to have you with us, and best of success on your Friday night performance with the Mystic River Chorale.
Thank you.
And Frank, a pleasure once again to have you with us. And
Great to be here.
Best of luck to your move to Manhattan and getting the doctorate degree. And you have obviously many talents because the doctor is always saying how great you are. So that's very kind. That's all right. You know, in this performance coming up, a couple other people involved. Soloists you have singing with the chorale?
We do. We have two soloists on the Bernstein Mass. We have Bill Sorensen, our tenor, who's had a lot of opera and musical theater experience, and he's just brings a wonderful physicality and theatricality to the part. And Tiffany Jackson, our soprano, is a renowned singer throughout New England and the Northeast, and we're very lucky to have her on board for this project. I've worked with her before, and she's just a real treat.
That's great. So Friday night, we'll hopefully fill the building. That'll be a nice thing to do. All right, tell us about this last piece as we go out.
We're going to close with the third movement of the Bach motet. And this is a wonderful thing in that it begins with the two choirs, again, separated, singing antiphonally, echoing back and forth in praise. And it closes when they finally come together in a giant four-voice fugue, all that breathes praise the Lord, and they're together. And this fugue is reminiscent of a fugue in the B minor Mass, and it's just a wonderful way to close this thing with the all forces coming together in this giant expression of praise.
All right, we'll listen to that. Thank you both for coming in, and we'll listen to this piece now, and then the rest of you we'll see next week on Conducting Conversations.
Oh,
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.